we wanted to pull together, you know, all of the key stakeholders, so policy makers, city commissioners, Cascone commissioners, local elected officials, school personnel, law enforcement, you know, pretty much anybody that needs to know that these are prevalent, what the concerns are around them, and specifically what the rules and regulations are.
Holly Scott is tobacco prevention coordinator with Fargo-Cass Public Health and helped organize a meeting of officials to look at the growing challenges in an ever-changing landscape.
The difference between now and 6 months ago, as far as how that industry has really exploded, the difference is incredible.
Kaylee Irie is with Partnership for Health. She says along with the surge of retailers, those doing the enforcing are seeing an increased challenge when it comes to new tobacco products and the e-cigarette.
The older, more conventional e-cigarettes that we first were seeing looked a lot like a regular cigarette. And so when we were looking at those, we were worried more about the enforcement piece of it. So when somebody was seeing somebody smoking one in a restaurant, that looked like a regular cigarette. Now they're turning to look more like a pen almost, and then you fill it with an e-liquid. And they come in a variety of, you can get different add-ons to it. So you can get like a Hello Kitty one or, you know, and things like that. And so when you start seeing those, they do attract a lot more to youth, and they're really hard to enforce by seeing when they are actually using them or if that is an actual e-cigarette.
Irie says compounding the issue is the fact many of the products are available in different flavors. She says while this eliminates the telltale smell of a cigarette, it still means a person is taking in nicotine. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.